Welcome to Expect to Increase, where mindset and sales meet. We're having a special interview with Freedom Rain today. Hi, I'm Sharique Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I'm the lead designer and head marketing strategist. And what we do is we help business owners convert traffic to more clients, followers, and engagement. You can get more information at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today, as always, by Rashana Price. How are you?
Hey, Sharique, I'm doing great. Hello, everyone. Yes, I am Rashana Price, leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe everyone has something awesome to give to the world around them. It is their gifts, their talents, and I help my clients do that through coaching, speaking, and training. You can learn more about me and my new book, Be a Giver of Awesomeness, at RashanaPrice.com. And so we have our special guest here, Freedom. Tell our guests about you.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of this podcast and inviting me on today. Well, I am Freedom Infinity Rain, and I am a motivational coach as well. A motivational speaker, as well as a life transformation and empowerment coach. And my specialty is, I said that I was created to empower, to crown, and to set this world on fire. And what I do is I give people the ammunition that gives them permission to drop the lies and pick up their crown. And what that is, what are the lies? The lies are those limiting beliefs, those things that we have, those thoughts and those ideas and perceptions that we have of ourselves that are typically gained through upbringing, childhood, environment, people, places, and things that are oftentimes hindering us from flowing into the fullness of who we are and walking in unadulterated freedom. So I help obliterate those lies and help the world pick up their crowns and understand that they are royalty and give them the ammunition to walk in unadulterated freedom. So that's what I do, and that's what I love to do.
Wow, well, you are definitely a woman on fire, and I can just hear it in your voice. So I know your clients are blessed. Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So I'm going to get the ball rolling and just ask you about, how do you combine your faith and your business? How did the two come together?
Well, that's an awesome question. Well, as I share my story, I let everyone know that I've done this for years. I just, this year, became certified and made it a business. I've been in ministry. I've been what some would say a preacher. I tell a lot of people that I have been labeled or titled as everything in the fivefold ministry. And we know the apostle, the preacher, the prophet, the evangelist, the teacher.
Right.
And I've done it, again, volunteer, free, through ministry, just a gift and talent that I knew that had been given to me, that God had given to me, and that I just freely shared. And so this year, I decided to utilize those same gifts and talents and to capitalize off of it, or to monetize it, you know, which I began to understand too, that God wants us to do that as well.
Right.
Yes. He wants us to be able to take care of our families. He wants us to be able to build community and businesses and things that are going to empower the world. And it takes money to do that.
Yes.
So I chose to utilize those same gifts and talents into, again, for the purpose of monetizing, to take care of my family, take care of other families, build a community, and provide resources and things for those that, again, is going to bring everyone to that place of unhindered, unadulterated freedom. So how I combine the two is just a part of my makeup. I don't even consider it's a business, but I don't look at what I do as a business. It's a way of life for me.
Right.
So it's not necessarily, it's my ministry, it's my livelihood, it's why I was created, it's why I breathe. So it's not a hard thing to do, you know, for me, it's not hard at all. Thank God.
Yes.
Right. It makes it fun. It makes it easy. It's a part of your everyday makeup.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So Freedom, we talk a lot on our podcast about being women of color, Black women specifically. Yes. Can you tell our listeners about a time that you were maybe one of the only woman of color or Black women in an area. I know that you've worked in ministry and in other places. How did you handle that? And what tips or ideas can you give to our listeners about that situation?
And Rashana, you have bleeped out a smidget towards the end of that question. Can you repeat that for me again?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So I was saying, so being one of the only women of color in your area, or when you've been either doing ministry or in your business, how can you help our listeners talk through that, work through that, and handle those situations?
Well, I have had quite a few situations where I have been a very small, well, I would say in situations I've been the only woman of color as far as stepping into this business. And I can honestly say that stepping into it, I thought it was going to be much of a challenge, because what comes with being a woman of color, our culture is different. We're different. Our makeup is different. A lot of ways that we do things, do life, do family is different. So sometimes what we bring to the table as far as doing business is a little different. And in my experience, as far as the business piece, here lately, recently, now I've had a lot of diverse situations as far as other areas in ministry and in other areas. There have been a few challenges. As far as stepping into this business piece, it hasn't been as much of a challenge as I stepped in expecting it to be. With being a woman of color, there comes a lot of, what do we bring? We bring a lot of charisma. And I'm finding that a lot of cultures, that's not necessarily the case.
Okay.
So me stepping in, that's not necessarily the case. So me stepping in, it in certain environments, I would step in and I wouldn't necessarily bring that in, because I wanted to fill out and make sure that it was going to be something that was going to be respected, or something that was going to be honored or even understood. So I think I stepped into it with a little preconceived mindset based off of what I had previously experienced. However, finding out here that I is accepted, you know, the way that I present myself and the way that I share and the way that I do things is accepted. Then there have been cases where those felt as if I've been encouraged to utilize more of that. I'll talk about a situation when I first came in. As I stated before, I would come in kind of not necessarily showing all that charisma into certain environments, as far as the business world.
Hold on, Freedom, you're breaking up.
We lost a little bit of you.
Are you able to hear me now?
I can hear you now. We just say we just lost you just for a second.
Okay.
So that thing we heard. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna change locations. All right. So the last thing what was the last thing you heard?
So when you stepped into the environment and you were, I'll say, holding back a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, so I stepped into the environment, and anytime I step into anything new, my typical, the way that I typically step in is to kind of, you know, I don't come in with my rambunctious, as some people may call it, personality. I step in because it's a new environment and I want to fill out to get an idea of what can be handled in this environment. You know, what can they take? And that's something that I've learned over the course of life, no matter what culture you're around or who you're around, is just kind of feel things out and get an understanding of what people can accept or what they can take or what they can handle. So stepping into this new arena, and in my mindset, I'm like, okay, they're not going to be able to handle all of this personality. They're not going to be able to take all of this presence. You know, they're not going to be able to take all of this energy and attitude. And so, and that was the way that I stepped into this particular environment. To hear, you know, as I'm sharing my business, because I'm sharing with them my business and what I do. And one of the ladies said to me, well, you need to come, you need to bring a little bit of umph if you're going to, if this is what you're going to do. And so I'm like, huh? You said what?
You were like, wait, I'm not playing it for you.
Exactly. But you said, hold up. So it was like, oh, they want more. Remember, you asked for that.
Yes.
You know, so that's one of the highs one of the highlights and things that I've experienced where I can say that I have stepped into environments with a preconceived mindset in this business world, thinking that I would, they're not going to accept me, or my personality, my charisma, my energy, my attitude, my sauciness is not going to be accepted. But to my surprise, it has been, oh no, we want more. You know, I'm like, wow. But previous to this, before I got into this, it has been, we need you to tone down, you know, in operating in different organizations that I've been in, you know, in service and serving, and you're still utilizing my gifts and talents. And this is before I decided to make what I do a business. It has been that's too much. That's too extra. People didn't know how to handle that or respond to that. Or I've been labeled as arrogant or, you know, those type of things.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've had all of that. And what I realized too, what has helped me is that I realized that different cultures are different. Yes. And, you know, and embracing who I am as a Black woman, understanding that those things just come a part of they're just a part of who I am. I have a very creative mindset. So I can be labeled as, or another culture can look at it as a little extra. You know, she wants to take this to another absolutely totally level off the Richter scale where we're just trying to, that's a part of who I am. That's a part of my culture. That's what we typically do a lot of the times with our creative minds. And that's a beautiful thing too. And that's okay too. But also understanding that sometimes it's going to be misunderstood and being okay with that part as well. So those are some of the things that being a woman of color that I've had to come to grips with, and being okay with, and knowing that it's okay to present who I am at all times with the understanding that there are going to be some that can handle it and there are going to be some that cannot. And at the end of the day, it's still okay. And it shouldn't stop me from being who I am, but it also helps me to understand where they come from as well too.
Exactly. And I love the way you put it too, is that you meet them where they are, and then you're able to really mold right back into who you are and not lose yourself. Because I know a lot of us talk about like code switching. You know, you're one way at work, then as soon as you get off work, then you feel like you can just take a sigh of relief.
Yes.
You know, and just be yourself. But it's good that you're able to manage that in your business even, by just being yourself from day one. And you know, of course, you'll manage it, of course, but then eventually they see who the real you are and who real you is. And so I think that's very important. Yeah. Now I want to go back to something.
Absolutely.
You mentioned, like, for me, I have a sales background, and I know for a lot of women it's very hard to sell and market ourselves. And you talked about the monetizing. So I want you to kind of talk about like three things that you would say to a woman of faith who feels like, oh my gosh, I can't profit off of my blessing. I feel like I'm, you know, pimping my gift.
Yes.
What are three things you would say to that woman?
Yes. First of all, I have felt the exact same way.
Yes.
That is why I have done this. I tell people now, I've done this for free for what, almost 20 years. Ooh, this is what I've done.
We're like, oh, no.
For that reason.
Yeah.
For that reason that you stayed. Because I'm like, well, it was freely given to me. So then I should just freely give it away.
Right.
You know, and but in my learning the truth,
right.
So I had to come to a place of learning the truth, because I realized I'm freely giving away and people are benefiting from it, and they're gaining. I'm talking about they're gaining, as I tell people, a lot of people, they're gaining coins, money.
Yeah.
And I'm gaining a high. And I'm excited about being able to help them, but that high is not putting food on my kids' plate. It's not putting shoes on their feet. It's not contributing to me being able to build businesses that God has given me to build to help empower even more individuals. You know, because again, that takes money to do that. You know, and I had to spend years and years and years and years of seeing that other people monetize off of my gifts and talents. Because I would step in and I would provide them with information and inspiration and fire and ammunition and all of that to go forward and to do even ideas. all of that stuff I gave away freely, because I'm like, I'm not pimping my gift that God gave me, because I'm going to go to hell if I do. You know,
right,
I'm
just going
to put it out there. Those were my thoughts. Those were the limiting beliefs that I had that kept and prevented me from being able to effectively build and create income that I needed. And it wasn't income that I needed just so I can have the latest shoes or that I can have all the cars and the homes and the houses. No, that was work that I've been created to do. And I would say to anyone, there's work that you were created to do. And you look, we have to look around. It takes money to do it. You know, yeah. It's not just being dropped out of the sky. Everything that we have requires money to create it. So whatever that dream is, whatever that business is, whatever aspiration or desire, or whatever you were called to do, you have a responsibility to make sure that it is done. And with me understanding that as well, because another thing that I'm planning to do and I'm working towards doing is opening up transitional homes for families, because I come from a large family. My husband and I, we have 6 children, and we struggled with raising and rearing up our kids and being able to provide basic necessities for them, because the bracket that we fit in, my husband and I, we made too much money to receive a lot of assistance. And then we didn't make enough to get by or to take care. So we were in a little bracket right there that put us in a tight position in a tight spot. And we realized, I'm sure there are a lot of families out there that fit in that little small pocket where they make too much to get some type of help or assistance. However, they don't make enough to supply the needs and fund their dreams and visions that they have been given by God. So we want to start transitional homes. But look, that takes money.
Yes.
It takes money to do that.
Right.
You know, and that was my thing that I had to come to grips with that as years went on. Years and years and years. Like I said, I've been doing this for free, 20 years? I've been a part volunteering at different organizations. I've been a part of many events and didn't receive money for, didn't receive a dime for. And people are out here, they're building their businesses, they're building their organizations, their families are well taken care of. And it got to a point for me that I had to come to a realization, you know, enough is enough. I'm looking around and my family is not progressing. And so for me, again, taking time out to know what the truth is and having an understanding of what God really wants for us, abundance and prosperity and all of those things is what we are to have. And that comes also with wealth. You know, wealth is not an evil thing. Wealth is an amazing thing, and it's an awesome thing, and it's a necessary thing, not just for this generation, for us, but for future generations. So if you want to leave a legacy for the generations that follow you, it's going to take wealth. If you want to leave a mark in this earth, it's going to take wealth to build and fund those businesses and those dreams that you have, that you've envisioned, that God has given. And that's what I would tell anyone that is stuck in that position that I was stuck in, as you can see, for lots of years. When that vision and that dream begins to weigh on you and you look around, and again, it's not even just about us, but you look around and you see the very thing that you have been created to bring change to not being done because you haven't moved, and you haven't moved because you don't have the money to do it, then that's going to begin to be fire behind you. And that's going to begin to be a burden that weighs on you. And then you eventually move. And that was my story. And that's why I'm where I am today.
That's powerful.
Wow.
That is so powerful. Yes.
It really is. It's amazing to listen to your story. You talked about how you grew up and some of the things, even your challenges in raising your children. So tell our listeners, what motivated you when you were young, and what motivates you now to be successful, to continue being successful?
That's a great question. One of my biggest motivations, as I shared, is my family, is my children. We come, I tell people, my my story, my background is pain. My background is trauma. Mm-hmm. My background is brokenness. My background is defeat. My background is mistakes and losing and failures. My background is loneliness, rejection, brokenness, self-hate, doubt, unbelief, all of that. I tell people, you name it, I've been through it. I know what it feels like to be at the bottom of the pit, the bottom of the pit. And it's dark and it's lonely and it's scary. And I know what it feels like to be there and have a family and be a single mother at the age of 22 with four children under the age of 7 at that time. And to be so alone and to be struggling, to be in poverty, not only is it physically, but spiritually, but mentally. I know what that feels like. But one of the things that I can only say, and I'll tell people to this day, that is something that I can't even take credit for, it was God-given, is that I've always had a fire in my belly. Even when I was in the bottom of the pit, I was still finding a way to empower other people while I was in the pit, and they never understood the extent of the pit that I was in. And that was my motivation, is because I loved, and it was something that, again, I say that God gave, that I just had such a love for people. I have such a heart for people, and I feel, and I know that it's my responsibility to do as much as I can do to make sure that the next one does not have to experience the things that I've experienced. And if they do, that they don't experience it alone, that they have a support system. They have someone that holds their hand. They have someone that says, hey, I'm with you. I got you. I'm here to support you. I got your back. I'm praying for you. I'm pulling for you. And outside of the praying, I believe in feet moving as well. I'm walking with you in this situation. And sometimes just having that is enough for people, knowing that I have someone that's there, that's willing to walk through this thing with me. And that is my inspiration every single day, is to look at my husband, my kids, my family, and to see other families and know that there are people out there that have been in that dark pit, in that dark hole, and they're waiting for someone. And I'm a firm believer that there are people out there in this world that you and I are only going to be able to touch. We're only going to be able to touch them, that nobody else is going to be able to touch them. And it's going to take us, and that's why it's important for us to get in position to be able to do that. Because if we don't, then they'll be lost. I'm a firm believer of that.
Absolutely.
But again, as I stated before, I've experienced you. As I stated before, if you name it, I've experienced it. Mm-hmm. You know, from child abuse and sexual assault as a child and adult. You know, I've rejection, ostracism. I've experienced it all, and there I can't describe the pain that I felt. The pain, a pain worse than childbirth. Those pains that I've experienced. And being a confused child, because again, much of my trauma was experienced, started at childhood. And to not have anyone to call on, to protect me, to support me, I know what that feels like. And I don't want anyone else to experience that. And I want to make sure that I do my part to not only make sure that my children experience it, part so that our children won't experience it. Those children in my neighborhood, the children over in the other state, the children across the country, the children across the world, I have a responsibility in making sure they don't experience that. That woman that's near suicide, been there, I have a responsibility to make sure that she has a support system. I have a responsibility to make sure that she's empowered to not only survive, but to thrive. To see not only the next day, but to reach her destiny. And that's my motivation every single day.
That is so awesome. I thank you so much for sharing your story. I know someone's being blessed just by listening to you.
I know
these women are probably, I know they're thinking like, where can I find her online? I want to know how I can connect with her right now. So tell us, where can we find you online?
Well, I have a business page. Well, I'm all over social media. So on Facebook, I am Freedom Rain on Facebook. I also have a business page, Freedom Rain, Empowering and Crowning the World. That's my business page, Freedom Rain, Empowering and Crowning the World. Okay. And then Instagram, I am Freedom Rain. You can follow me, Instagram, I am Freedom Rain. And I'm also on LinkedIn as Freedom Rain. Everything is Freedom Rain.
Okay.
So I'm also on LinkedIn, yes. Freedom Rain. And then also email, you can inbox any of those sites. You can also email me at royaltyspeakstoroyalty@gmail.com. royaltyspeakstoroyalty@gmail.com. And I'm also old school. So you can also reach me on my telephone, my cell phone directly. Okay. So yes, I'm old school. And that number is 980-939-4511.
Well, I know they are writing this down. I mean, yes. I cannot thank you enough for just coming on and just sharing your story, your powerful testimony, and I know your clients are so blessed. And you should definitely expect some new followers and some phone calls too. Okay.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
So thank you
so much.
Oh, of course. Thank you. Definitely. And we want to thank our listeners for listening to us today. Just keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. And I'm Sharique. You can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. And on my Facebook business page is Digital Innovation Media Group. Rashana, where can we find you?
You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Giver of Awesomeness. And on LinkedIn and Twitter as Rashana Price.
Awesome. We thank you all for listening to us. And we will definitely chat with you all next time.